Speaking Freedom presents Speaking Freedom Radio.
Speaking Freedom, and we walk the walk.
My mommy, she's my hero. She's the greatest in the whole world.
It's the look in here, and you're in luck. If you've been hurt, then we'll fix you up. It's okay. Don't be afraid. Casey really knows her stuff.
Providing advanced spiritual studies and personal developmental insight, brought to you by Love Gang and Speaking Freedom. We thank you and we look forward to helping you grow in all the areas of your life. We hope that you find all the information needed for your growth. God bless. Please listen to all disclaimers provided. If you are currently under physician's care, please maintain that relationship. It's not intended to stop your current treatment plan. If you need physician care, please seek out medical attention. Please note, all results are based on the individual's ability to adapt and adjust to any given environment and situation. We are not responsible for your results at Speaking Freedom. The Life Enhancement Coaches at Speaking Freedom provide information to help you grow. You are responsible for maintaining that growth, taking on and then applying the information to your individual life as you deem needed and necessary. May contain and explain explicit content. Please use parental discretion. For best results, you will need an open mind, the ability to research, and a balanced lifestyle.
Welcome to Speaking Freedom, healing hearts around the world. Please check your baggage and come right along this way.
Oh, you better come prepared. You scared, call the rep.
I think that we should see a therapist.
Honey, black people don't go to therapy.
Be regular therapy. There are limitations and things that you have to maintain in order to get your client to the desired outcome and destiny. However, with life coaching, especially with life enhancement coaching, we use the client to develop, to grow, and to bring out the best in themselves. We are simply a tool to help you learn how to make better decisions. Not just one decision, not just today, but for the rest of your life. Encouraging each person through each trial and tribulation.
Speaking freedom. Speaking freedom, giving you the answers to be free, be free, be free, cause we're speaking freedom, and we're live, online, with my KC.
But we talking about size and relationships. I've seen two different posts about size and relationships. So this is going to be very interesting. We are simply a tool to help you learn how to make better decisions. Not just today, but for the rest of your life. So once you get through with Speaking Freedom, encountering Speaking Freedom, you should learn something that you can have and use over and over again. It's life reflective, not situational. So no matter what the situation, it can always be applied. So this show might be funny. I love talking about stuff like this. I like talking about sex. I'm not currently having sex. I've been celibate for a while. But we're going to talk about that in a second. Just give me a minute. Hey everybody, you just tuned in to Speaking Freedom Radio, and I am your life enhancement coaching specialist, Casey. And as your life enhancement coaching specialist, what I do is I help you to enhance and develop your life as you deem needed and necessary for your growth, your goals, your whatever you want from Speaking Freedom, you're able to obtain and get from the advice and the knowledge that I give. Now, like today, most of our topics are from social media by way of Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, something that I've seen inspire and spark the conversation. Today's topic of discussion is going to be size in relationships. And I brought this banana. If you are watching IGTV, then you see me hold up this banana live. we're not really going to do anything crazy or graphic with this banana, but this is going to be a very good help to talk about size and relationships. So, first, the other day I read this, I read a post that said it was a guy asking for advice, and in the question he asked, he said he was small, and he knew that he was small and had a small size, but he really wanted to know what he could do to make a relationship work if he had a small Johnson. So, because of who I am and how I operate, you know, I always give people a chance, give people the opportunity to both explore their possibilities as well as warm up to what may be good for you in that relationship. So my initial response is always going to be supportive. Just as a life coach, that's just what I do. Even if I'm in your ass and you need to know something that may not be your favorite type of advice, my goal is to make sure that you see yourself for who you really are and not this facade that you've created yourself to be. So my initial response to this particular person, or to the post, because it was somebody posting a question of a question, you know. So anyways, my response to somebody not being big enough, if you have a small manhood and you are, you gotta have your goals, your stuff, yourself together. Like, you cannot have a small weed whacker and then not be able to cut down the weeds that you want to whack. I mean, it's nothing wrong with a smaller size. I've been with somebody that had a small size before. So, if you really like a person, size really doesn't matter. Although, that experience was earlier on in my life. Before I learned about squirting. Before I learned about all types of things that you may not experience when you're younger. So, but if a man has other qualities in the bedroom, like if you got a small thingamajig, then let me tell you something. You need to be having some awesome head. You need to learn how to play with that fiddle a little bit so that it can get, you know, real drizzle. Like, no, honestly, you have to have other things to supplement. A small penis is not the worst thing that you can have in a relationship or dealing with a person, because you can have a small size, but if you know how to do what you do when you're doing it, then they might not mind the size. But there are other supplements that you need to have. Like, you definitely, in my opinion, you need to be on your game. You need to have your shit together. You need to have a house. You need to have a car. You need to have a good career, damn it. Like, you need to have your shit together if you are a smaller small. Like, okay, so this is the size that they talked about. This is like probably average size minus the hook, like if you could straighten it out. So, but some people are hooked like this. So, but I'm saying that to say, if you like, a small is not bad if you can maintain your stroke. The thing is, maintaining your stroke, but it coming out is not necessarily a bad thing either. So I don't want you to think about the size, more of what do you have to supplement size. Because size can matter in the sense of what you can get away with. Because, okay, so the reason why I really did this particular show is because I saw the post yesterday about the guy with the small penis, but then today I open up my Instagram app to Monster. Like, if you've been around a while on Speaking Freedom pages, then you know who Monster is. Monster thing, nigga, I mean, it's like monster. This, like, it was this big, and I'm like, dude, I don't know if you are erect or if you are just dangling there, but that is a scary thing. And because I saw that, I was like, I mean, I was in my car, right? And like, nigga, like, that's the type of penis you have, and you can get away with anything. A guy with a monster, nigga, you can talk bad to your girl. You ain't gotta have no job. You ain't gotta have no skills. All you need to do is know how to slang that pipe when you got a monster like that. Now, that's not saying that you don't really have to bring something more to the table, but I'm telling you, with a monster like that, if you can get in and you can get the girl to like you and all of that, they ain't gonna leave you because, like, nobody else will ever compare to that. See, I'm older, so I'm a little bit more well-informed about size, and too big of a size can really mess you up. Like, so the young girls might like that, but this particular person, I feel like he's like a little brother to me, as far as in the industry or whatever, and I really like the work that he does. I like his lifestyle because he maintains it well. But when you have a monster, that's the monster, you don't have to. Okay, so if you are listening to the podcast, I have two 16-ounce water bottles, and I'm holding them side by side so that you can, if you're watching IGTV, you can see the size of a monster. So I seen this, and it just automatically got all type of thoughts in my head, because a lot of females will definitely fall in love and be digmatized, and they won't know how to operate. They won't even leave a guy alone when he has nothing to offer, because the thing is, you know what I'm saying, like, slanging. And when you slanging like that, it's not like, because there are men that are slinging pipe, you have to be on your A game if you have a little mic. Slinging pipe with a little mic. Hey, hey, get the thing tight, get it dropped right. So, if you have a little mic, and you have a smaller thing, and you see somebody with a monster, you have to step your game up. Now, I know I'm going to talk. I'm going to talk a little bit trash about it, but it's nothing wrong with size, but you got to know that somebody out there has a huge size. So all he got to do is let that print be seen, and your girl might be on a new team, you know. So you have to really, one, be confident. It's good that the person said that he always tells women about his size so that they're not blindsided. However, that can be a shortcoming to you if they take that away from you, and now they don't want to see what else you have to offer, because you can have a little mic, and but you could be a billionaire. You could let's drop the whole bank account part. You could have a little mic, and you could be a really good person. You could love this person. You could cherish this person. You could do everything that this person needs done mentally, spiritually, financially. Everything possible could be going the right way, but you just have a smaller, you know, package than some other people. Some people will value you no matter what, and this is just not just about this, but just in general. There are some people that's going to value you, love you, and want to give you their all, no matter how small or large you are. And then there are some people that are not. Either way, you got to find out who's going to appreciate you and your size. Because, I mean, just because you small don't mean that somebody can't love you. Just because you're big doesn't mean that you won't attract crazy-ass people and people that you can't get away from. It's almost like I have to talk about Badge a little bit, but JJ's, because to me, well, I hear men talk about women don't be moist all the time, and I'm talking like this because it is hard for me to conceptualize a woman without a wet vagina. So, listen, this is an adult conversation, so if you are a child and your parents are not around, please go get your parents and have them turn this off. Or be well educated and make smart decisions, because even a child, you may be placed in a situation or in a circumstance where you need to know how to make smart decisions. Now, when I say child, I don't mean like little kid. I mean like 13, 14, 15, 16. I'm 30-something, so you're a child at that age, even though you're a teenager. You may be placed in a situation where you are in a situation where you can have sex with somebody. And, you know, like, one, I say wait if you're younger. If you're younger than 21, I say wait, not because of anything religiously, not because of any status quo type stuff, but simply because at that age, you're not mature enough in knowledge. Like, yes, you know how to take care of yourself for the most part. Yes, you go to school. Yes, you may have some responsibilities. You may even pay the bills in your house and all of that. But sex is a whole different thing. Like, I mean, because you can get so caught up in whoever it is that you're dealing with, and if they're not giving you that same amount of love, attention, affection. But see, at a young age, it's kind of like you need to learn yourself. You don't even know what you like. You only know what your mother and your father told you to learn, learned you or taught you about life or what you should like or what you shouldn't like. But you really have to figure out for yourself what's going to be good for you. This phone is Lena. I'm recording. I'm live. If you're listening to the podcast, you go back to IGTV up under Speaking Freedom, and you can watch me broadcast this because it's going to be on my, well, it's live, but I'm going to put it on my IGTV, so hopefully you'll be able to catch it. However, when you get a certain age, I think that you need time to find yourself. You need time to figure out what you like. You need the time to understand what you like in a man and what you don't like in a man or a young man at that age. But size is as important as your vajayjay's ability to hold the size down, because I think that we are extremely expandable. I think that we can take a lot. However, the size of your torso could determine what type of damage a larger Mike, a monster, could do for you. Like, you don't want to jeopardize your health trying to get your knots, your rocks off. But if that's what you like, then that's what you like. Like, some people like that. Some people like the little hook to the left, to the right. Some people like, you know what I'm saying? But what is your favorite position? You got to know what your position is, because ain't really too many back shots. If you're small or whatnot, you know, you got to work with what you got. So you got to find positions that would complement the size that you are, no matter what size you are. Now, if you're watching me, there is a TV, and like, I'm in a studio, so that's the reason why I keep kind of looking up. If it seems like I'm looking up, I'm looking up at the monitor so I can see what time that I have left on air and all that. Excuse me. I'm sorry. So size makes a difference, but only just a little bit. Like, you have to have the confidence, because you can have a small one, and if you're confident enough to get your tongue game right, shit, she ain't gonna know, you know what I'm saying? Like, all she want to do is feel good. So the goal should be to do whatever you can to make her feel good, but a lot of people fail to realize that sex is way before you actually lay in the bed and you get to flipping and, you know, dipping, it's way before that. Before you get to all of that, there is the mental capacity of sex, the person feeling loved, the person feeling wanted, the person feeling needed. And that's the part that makes size not be necessarily a big thing or a small thing. It just depends. But it depends on the maturity of the woman, because a more mature woman wants different things than a younger person. If you're between the ages of 23 and, 30, your desires for life are going to be a little bit different. Your desires and the things that you want out of life are different in your 20s than they are in your 30s, especially once you reach about 35. If you're around progressive people, Being in Atlanta, it's not easy to be slack because there's so many progressive black people around that you don't have an opportunity to be stagnant or to, you know, weigh yourself down and not consider, you know, getting better, doing more, or, you know, just being better your overall. So, but those things make a difference because if you got everything else going for you, now, especially dealing with money, if you got a pocket full of money, you could have no penis and, you know, it's going to be girls, it's going to be on you. But you have to, size and confidence plays to, because you could have a guy that has an all right size, you know, like that could be full length this if it's like straightened out. And that's an all right size, and they could still be not confident in the size just because they haven't, they think that it's somebody bigger than them. Or they don't realize, like, because I know the functionality of my vajayjay, I could not imagine a woman that could not get moist at all or that had a malfunctioning vajayjay. In general, a lot of times I can't say that we take for granted what we are blessed with or what we have, because we don't really understand what other people have. Like, we don't know that it's other people smaller than us unless we've seen other people smaller than us. We don't know. It's just like being in the hood. Or a lot of people have a lot of things to say about interracial dating or dating somebody that's not like you. Or only dating people you know. Like, it's a lot of people you in the city where you come from, they date who they know because that's all they know. But the more exposure you get, the more you're like, okay, now I got better options. I can choose different. So it's the same thing with anything, not just with size or wetness or anything like that. That's with, if you're exposed to a man that or a woman that has more money, then guess what? As you become who you need to be, you may decide, you know what? I need more because I'm about more. So, but, man, every time I think about it, like, I just know as long as you know how to stroke that thing, then she gonna do whatever. See, but it's more than just the stroke. You have to be able to meet her mentally. You have to be able to develop her, especially if you're trying to have a long-term relationship. You have to be able to make her feel like she's getting something that she cannot get somewhere else. Dick, penis. This is the second person that I know I've seen that have a monster. Monsters are everywhere. Average size is everywhere. Small size is everywhere. The person that you are isn't. You can't find another you just because they got a bigger size. Like, I mean, okay, their size is bigger, but what else they got? They probably ain't shit now. And the person that's a monster, I see how he moves via social media, and his lifestyle is commendable for him. His lifestyle is good for him. Now, it might not be a lifestyle for you, but you might not be slinging that much. So when you slinging more, you can do more. I'm just the way that it is. But you have to bring something more to the table, especially if you have a smaller size. It's crazy because you would want to think or believe that everybody thinks like this. Everybody doesn't. There is some people that as soon as the person posted that they had, the question was about a 2.5 inch, whatever. Everybody's like, oh, no, it's no way. Bruh, if a girl loves you, if you show her some she ain't never seen before, then she is definitely going to be, in most cases, if she's mature, if she really likes you, she's definitely going to be into you. Now, you may have to get some things to help her become, you know, to get the feeling that she wants, if she's had more, if she's experienced more, and you know you're not satisfying her, then you have to do things to help satisfy her needs. What are her needs? Now, I'm not talking about being a polygamy. I'm not necessarily talking about that, because then you're talking about bringing possibly another man into the thing, and most men aren't into that. However, you could definitely go to the sex store. I plan on selling sex toys soon, so when I start selling sex toys, then I definitely recommend that maybe you seek other options to help you feel better or help to stimulate the relationship so it doesn't get boring. But you're going to have to be confident that she loves you for you, but you got to find somebody that really loves you for you. That means you got to know who you are. You got to know what you like. You got to know everything that you bring to the table before that table is set, so that, like, whatever it is, if she stays, if she goes, if it goes forever, ever, ever, then you know what you bring to the table. You know that, guess what, if she ain't satisfied and she leaves, then somebody else gonna come and be satisfied, because you have other things to offer that they need. And that is, like, support is number one for a female. Like, fellas, if you listening to this and I can help you with anything, I'ma help you love your woman better. This is one of the whole total goals of everything that I do, is to help you become a better you, not become somebody different so that she can like you for a time being, so that you can develop yourself in such a way to where you never have to question why somebody is with you. All of your cards are on the table. You know what you bring to the table, and you're that makes you be able to manifest the person that you need in your life. So you got to be confident. Talk to her, you know what I'm saying? Make her feel wanted, make her feel loved, make her feel needed, make her feel like she's the best thing that ever happened to you, but only if she's really the best thing that ever happened to you, because as fast as you can build a woman up, you can tear a woman down by doing things that you may not sometimes realize that you're doing, or that you're doing, and it's not good. It's not healthy, because everybody has a different love language. Some people, sex may be enough, and that's all they want. If sex is their love language, then yeah, you probably gonna have problems if you're smaller, because they're expecting more. So because they're expecting more, I'm over here having technical camera difficulties. Because they're expecting more, you may have to figure out more. But if you know who you are, you know what you want, you know what type of person you want, you know what you're looking for, I would say it's probably better to have somebody with less experience if you're smaller, because, of course, if they're bigger, if they've been with bigger, it may be a little bit of an adjustment, unless you find somebody that's been celibate. See, I've been celibate for a long time now. I mentioned that earlier on the live that I'm recording. And celibacy is awesome, except for, because I've had sex before. There is times that I want to have sex, or I want to, talk to somebody and all of that. But celibacy has nothing to do with creating emotional support, supportive bonds with people. Celibacy is strictly like no sex. But for me, to be celibate, I cannot be in those type of relationships with people that I know that I will want to hump on. Like, I just can't. Like, I have to manage myself well so that I can make sure that I am not doing a disservice to myself with being celibate. So if you have a smaller size, then get somebody that has probably been celibate for a while, a church girl, something like that. Somebody's going to appreciate just having a man, child. Now, I am not one that's just going to appreciate just having a man. Whoever I am with ever in my life, they're going to have to bring something more to the table than just sex. Before, and I believe in sex before marriage, to some extent. I believe in living together before marriage, so that you can learn each other, because the hell you go and you fall in love with somebody based on who y'all are separate, and then y'all get and live together, and then guess what? They do everything that you don't like, you know what I'm saying? And it's more of a challenging adjustment than it is a mutual bonding, period. So I think that some things are okay. And I've been married before. I am currently divorced and single. But being married before, it changes for me. It had changed my view on things. So now I just, you know, like, I got married without having sex. We didn't kiss. We didn't do a lot of stuff in before we got married. I'm talking about, like, that is my thing. If I am going to date you, you have to not lead with sex. You cannot make me think that that's all you want. Because as soon as I think that it's all about sex, pew, I'm out of there, because I know that that can be my personal challenge or struggle, or, you know, like, the distraction of my choice. That's my drug of choice. If I had a drug that I couldn't get enough of, then it would probably be having relational sex with somebody that I am in a committed relationship with. And because of that, I don't play with that. But I also know that not having sex does not mean that you're going to be married forever. Clearly, I'm divorced, and that didn't stop nothing. And it didn't mean that the sex was going to be bad when you have it. If you wait, you just have to do what's best for you. If you've had sex, what I would suggest to do with your current partner, if you want to see where your relationship can go, withdraw sex, mutually discuss not having sex, because you cannot, especially if you're married, don't just start not having sex with your husband if he wants husband sex on a regular basis, because first and foremost, in my theory and logic, you should be making sure that his balls are empty and his stomach is full, and I mean, like, you should also be pouring into him spiritually. You should also be able to bring something to the table financially for you guys to grow with. It's a lot more than just sex and size when it comes to relationships. It's a lot more than just wetness. Like, I mean, if you get if a man gets with a woman and she got good vagina, but she bird brain, like, silly, then is it worth the, you know what I'm saying? Like, some of it is not even worth it. Like, if you get with a man with a monster, you got to make sure that he is responsible with his monster. You got to make sure that he is still has other things to bring to the table, because a monster, good sex is just good sex. And it can be found mostly anywhere. What makes the difference between good sex and somebody that's actually companion worthy is what they bring to the table otherwise. Like, I feel sorry for any guy that has a very small thing and he knows it's like baby small, because that's already a mental challenge that you have to deal with. However, you gotta rent you one of those size enhancing things, see if it worked, child. I don't know. Like, I don't know what to tell you as far as growth wise, other than accepting yourself for who you are, how you are, and then setting your goals, setting your relationship, setting your boundaries accordingly. Like, that's the only thing you can do. I mean, you better sling the little pipe you got and make sure that she like it. Ooh. I'm serious. Like, sex is a very important part of a relationship, but it cannot be the foundation of the relationship. Your relationship has to have something else behind it. Purpose, hopefully. Building, hopefully. Family mindedness, hopefully, because with sex is the possibilities of babies. And we're going to be wrapping up here soon, but you need to be able to know that if you have sex with somebody, you might get pregnant unless you are fixed, male or female. You are practicing getting pregnant, nigga. Like, if you ain't having safe sex, then you practicing to have a baby. And the worst thing that you can do is to have a child by somebody that you don't agree on anything with. You got to be able to talk about, before you have sex, you should be talking about, how do you view raising children? What do you think about discipline? What type of co-parenting skills do you plan to have, or would you consider if you were ever in a situation that the relationship didn't work? Like, sex is so small in the biggest picture, purpose, vision, because you can get sex anywhere. Like, I live in Atlanta, on the south side, and it's South Fulton, Fulton Industrial, somewhere over here. They got street walkers that's walked there walking, and they go, you know, you can pick them up at any given time to get what you need, you know, for a couple of dimes. But you don't want just sex with anybody. Sex is really sacred. It's something very spiritual, and if it's done right, then you will benefit from it a lot. Like, and the goal with this conversation is to build a relationship despite your challenges. So if you get a small guy, then, you know, let it fly. Have a confidence, and God will deliver you an angel from the sky. Somebody that's going to appreciate your little guy. And if you got a monster, be responsible. Like, be responsible when it comes to sex, regardless. Take it very seriously. I don't care if you're young, if you're old, whatever the case may be. The HIV level is very high, and although there is a cure out there, we don't need to find cures if we don't indulge in things that would lead to us need a cure. So, be responsible. Talk to whoever you're having sex with about whatever challenges. If you have an STD, do not be out here sleeping with people and you got an STD and you don't tell them people you got an STD. I know people that do that. Please, just be honest. Just say, I don't care if you got herpes simplex on your lips. Tell somebody, because I don't want to kiss you. Nobody wants to kiss you and then they got bumps on their lips. Nobody wants you to kiss them on their privacy areas. I got kids, so I say privacy areas. Nobody wants you to kiss them on their privacy areas, and then they start having bumps. Like, just be honest. Honesty is the best policy, and if they're going to reject you, then let the rejection be up front. Don't get yourself into a relationship, deep on into it, where you think you in love, and then now you want to be honest, and they don't want your ass no more. Then your ass is the reason why you got lost. So be honest. Be up front. I don't care if it's about your size. I don't care if it's about your sexual experience. I don't care. You need to be talking about your likes and your dislikes. Like, sex is serious. Like, what if they just do it wrong? What if they... if you are watching, then I'm sorry. But what if they are just... Like, if you got a monster, this is a monster. If your thing is a monster, then you cannot be just beating somebody back out like that. You need to be gentle, because you already working with something that they might not be used to, and it could, I think you can injure something if your thing is too big. I just think so. I think that it can, the vagina can be torn. It can be, you know, it's a lot of things that can happen from a huge size. So please, fellas, monster, if you got one, be gentle, because you don't want to hurt nobody. I mean, yeah, I know y'all like to brag about they feel it in their chest and feel it in their stomach and ooh, ooh, ooh. But you might actually be hurting somebody. So be careful, be mindful, and, you know, discuss all of your issues, all of the facts, all of the things somebody needs to know before you have a sexual relations, period. And enjoy it. If you go and do it, enjoy it. Make sure you get your foreplay in. Make sure you you lead up to it. Men, if you're married, before we get out of here, listen, this is the most important part. If you tuned out right now at the most important part, you missed out. Men, if you are married, sex is way before the bedroom, baby. I'm going to need you to be playful with her during the daytime. Smack her on her ass. Give her kisses for nothing. 2-3 days in advance. If you get into a habit of making her feel loved, making her feel wanted, making her feel beautiful, making her feel everything that your wife should feel, then you will never have to complain about sex. That means picking up the slack when she's tired, especially if you have children. Never make your woman feel abandoned. Never make her feel neglected. When they begin to feel that way, sex becomes a harder act to accomplish. But if you taking care of her, then trust me, she should take care of you. You get a type right type of woman, she's going to make sure that your nuts is drained, okay? So that she can please you. The goal of sex is to please the other person, not just to please yourself. Not just to come real quick, not none of that. The goal and your arousal should be locked into making that person please. So if they're excited, you should be more erect. You should be more aroused in whichever way that your arousal happens. But listen, size only matters to the immature or those that their love language is specifically sexual encounters. Again, it's better to have somebody that has not been around because they're going to be more judging. However, foolish proof that there are some people that have done so much that they will be with somebody that has less of a package because they have more other things to offer, and they know that they're not perfect, so they're going to love you like nothing is ever wrong with you, because nothing isn't wrong with you. If you got a little thing or if you got a monster, you are special. Your little monster does not make you less of a man. Your big monster don't make you more of a man. You have to display the qualities of a king to be a king. Not just slaying your little ding-a-ling. You see what I mean? You know what I did right there? Yeah. So, anyways, it is time to wrap up the show on the podcast. So, I am also wrapping up the show on the live, and this was fun. I can't wait to talk about more topics in a more, how I was talking on the to myself in the car about this topic was like, man, you get away with anything if you got some king ding-a-ling, you know, like, it's some women that you can get more over when you slanging that pipe right. So, slang your pipe right, fellas, and make sure that you have more to offer than just sex, because sex is everywhere, big or small. Average, or, you know what I'm saying, if you got a hook or you straight, you know what I'm saying, no matter what, somebody else offer sex. So be willing to offer more than just that.
We are kings, we are gods, but how you get them to believe it when they don't believe in anything? We're gonna save some lives in this lifetime. We haven't church in a while. Like God's doctor in the streets, the Holy Ghost used me to set them free. If love is the new religion, the hate is sinning, we stay winning. Just handling God's business, we ain't tripping. No bread to be dipping. Disloyalty, get you to me missing.
If you was looking and needed to know, I am the boss in the top general. Favorite position, I say CEO. Ha 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 ha. If you didn't know.
What Speaking Freedom does online is provide general information for the culture to use to advance and improve. What we do privately is help individualize it for your needs and benefits. Grow with us.
Question advised. We look forward to working with you and assisting with all of your life enhancement goals. Thank you for trusting Good Head Group, Love Gang, and Speaking Freedom. We thank God for you and love you.
Speaking Freedom. Speaking Freedom, giving you the answers to be free, be free, be free, 'cause we're speaking freedom, and we're live, online, with my KC.
This is Speaking Freedom, and we
the greatest in the whole world.
This has been a Speaking Freedom production.